Hey, y'all. God is good. Isaiah chapter 41, if you have your Bible. I don't know about y'all, but we have a few struggles from time to time. And problems, and just because you get saved, become a Christian, doesn't mean that everything's going to be hunky-dory all the way to heaven. In some ways it will, but we still got to get through this world, amen? You know, if you got family, you got problems, right? If you got kids, you got problems, right? They are blessings, though. I love every one of them. But sometimes we definitely have problems. I was in Macon Saturday. I preached a memorial service for one of my cousin's sons. And he was 46, 47 years old, I think. Another one that shortened his life. And, you know, how do you help somebody going through that? I mean, we lose loved ones from time to time. Well, I just pointed them to the Lord. He's the one who can help us. He didn't say that we wouldn't have problems and struggles and trials and persecution. In fact, he said, you will have persecution in this world. You will have trouble. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. One of my favorite verses, Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, God says this, fear thou not. For I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yea, I will help you, yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, once again for this opportunity. Thank you for a Wednesday night prayer service, an oasis, Lord, in the middle of the week. Come together with our family, pray together, worship together, study your word together. Help us now as we look into this passage. Lord, I believe this is what you put on my heart to share with my family here, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I pray, Lord, if there's someone here who does not know you, that you will draw them to you. In your goodness, to repentance and faith and the salvation of their souls. We need you, Lord. We need you. Lord, I've studied and prayed, and all of that's no good without unction from you. And Lord, I pray for your power, liberty to preach your word. I pray that you'll get the glory tonight, and that just be a help and encouragement as we go through our lives. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Fear not, for I'm with you. Fear not. You know, sometimes in our lives, we don't know what's going on. Sometimes we don't know what's going on. You ever been there? Just don't understand why this happens, why that happens, why this came in my life and this went on and all of this, and sometimes we don't know what's going to happen. We have to go ways that we've never been that way before. Sometimes we're in the valley, right? Following him. He's leading the way. He's with us. But sometimes we're in the valley in our lives. Sometimes we're in the dark. Sometimes we're in a storm. Sometimes we're in a trial. And sometimes we wonder, what is God doing? Why? You ever had the thought, where is God? Lord, where are you? What's going on? You know, when we ask, well, what's wrong? Have I done something wrong? That's usually what I think. You know, when something's going on, Lord, if I then start confessing my sin. And you know, it's not necessarily because you done something wrong. Had Job done anything wrong? And if you think you've had a rough day, just read the first chapter of Job. First and second chapter. And then sometimes the devil wants you to think, well, God's mad at you. Is God mad at me? What's going on? God's being mean to you. He ain't gonna be mean to you. Has God left me? You have thoughts like that. What's going on? Where is God? Job said it. I looked on this side, he wasn't there, and over here, he wasn't there, and I go forward and back, and he's not there. Where is he? Well, he says in times like that and all the time, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. In February 14, 2012, my wife got her biopsy result back, and it was cancer. And we had our Valentine's supper out together, a different one than we ever had or ever will. And just talked about, because we knew she was going to have radical surgery and chemo and a long trial, a long valley. But you know what? My wife said, you know, I got peace about this. Also, I do too. You know, you can't buy that in the world. Some people hear that C word and, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, we're just going to trust God. Amen. Instead of fearing and being afraid, let's just trust God. Don't be afraid. The Bible says that love casts out fear. And we don't have to live in fear. And we have a lot of fears in our lives. And we just studied in Sunday school recently, where God tells us that he's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. That's the kind of life God wants us to live instead of fear. We don't have to be afraid. He said, fear not, for I am with you. I am with you. That's the greatest comfort that we could ever have, is that he's with us. Emmanuel was his name, God with us. He said, lo, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He's with us on the mountain and in the good times. And just this afternoon, I can't talk about it right now. I don't want to spoil it. But God came through with a real mountaintop victory. And praise God. It's easy to praise God when we're on the mountain, isn't it? He's up there with us, but he's in the valley with us too. He hadn't forgotten us. And really, isn't that where we really need him the most? We need him all the time. He said, I'm with you always. How's he with us? His Holy Spirit is with us. When you repent and trust Christ as your Savior, he comes in, saves your soul, forgives your sin. His Spirit comes in and indwells us. And he's going to take us home one day. He's going to take us home. I think that's not going to be far away. He said, lo, I am with you. So it's fear versus faith, right? How are we going to live in fear, or are we just going to trust God? How are we going to handle these problems here and try, instead of trying to do it ourselves and worrying ourselves, You know, worry is just the opposite of faith, isn't it? Worry is doubt. Worry is us trying to do it ourselves. God's going to take care of it. He is working. When it doesn't seem like he's working, he is working. And he's here with us when it doesn't seem like he is. He's with us. Lo, I am with you always. I'll not leave you alone. I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. So what we need to do is enjoy his presence. Enjoy him being with us. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't make it without that. I cannot make it from day to day. I can't make it one day without being in touch and knowing, sensing his presence and knowing that he's there. Not just knowing about it, but knowing it, experiencing the joy of the Lord and his peace that he gives us. And having that, we don't have to wait till we get to heaven to get to know him. We can know him right here and right now. This is where we need him the most, right here and right now. And we don't have to be victims. We can be victors. And we can enjoy his presence. That's the greatest high in the world that I've ever had, is to be in the presence of God, just to be with him. You know, my dad was my hero. He was gone a lot of times away at work. He worked at a paper mill for 40-something years, trying to provide for his wife and many children. Sometimes he'd work double shift. Sometimes he'd work triple if they'd let him, to provide for us, and I respect him for that. But boy, when Dad came home from work, it was like celebration time, right? He was my hero. And Dad was there, and you know, Dad was here. Dad's here. Everything's all right. Everything's all right. Just being with him, and even after left home and got married, had kids of my own, we'd go over sometimes, and Dad would be there. Most of the time in a recliner or laying on the couch with a football game on or whatever. And you know, if you went to change that channel, he looked like he was asleep, but boy, them eyes would open up. He said, put that back on there. But you know what? Most of the time, okay, he was resting and sleeping, but that's okay. He was there, right? Just enjoying being with him. And I remember as a young child, I had bronchitis a lot. And sometimes I'd have fevers, you know, that it's rough stuff, y'all, if you know about it, especially on young people. But I remember vaguely when I was a small child, my mama, she's with Jesus now. And by the way, my dad is too. But I remember Mama rocking me in that rocker. And I had bronchitis and I was burning up. And, you know, they did what they could back then, a whole lot different than it is now. But I remember Mama rocking me in that rocker and singing. She sang, "Old Danny Boy, the pipes are calling." And I remember that. But that comforted me. Just being there with Mama, just being there with her, comforting me. You know, that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. He comforts us. By the way, several years later, I answered the call. She sang, "Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling." I answered the call, and I became a plumber. Huh? Is that what she's talking about? But listen, I'm saying, those tender moments that we had and we needed comfort, we needed to know somebody's there, we need to know that everything's all right, we can experience that every day if you're a born-again Christian. Anytime you want to, you can crawl up in his lap, right? Nobody's going to keep you out. You don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to call and get in line. The throne is open. His presence is available 24/7. And we need that. And he said, I'm with you. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. Then he said, don't be dismayed. Dismayed basically means don't be discouraged. Don't get down. It means to look around and not know what's going on and just about ready to give it up. Discouraged. When we don't understand, sometimes we get discouraged, don't we? It just keeps, the trial keeps going and going and going, and that wayward son or that wayward daughter just seems like they just keep going further and further and further. You know, the best thing to do is turn them over to the Lord. It's the best thing we can do. Because he can do far better with them than we can. I say we, y'all. Best thing we can do. Turn them over. Something going on in our lives that we just wonder, why haven't you taken care of this? And we don't understand. Well, the Bible says there's no searching of his understanding, right? When we don't understand what's going on, he does. When we don't know what he's doing, he does. When we don't know why he did this, he does. And we don't need to be getting discouraged and looking at all these circumstances and problems. Don't be discouraged. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Why is this happening? What's the use? And then we get to the point where you might want to think, well, I'm just going to quit. Don't raise your hand. But have you ever been there? I just think I'm just going to quit this. I remember as a young Christian, I was trying to do right and trying to serve the Lord, and things kept going on, and I was self-employed and had just gotten that way, and I was trusting God, and things were just going bad. And I remember thinking one time on the way home, I said, I don't know about this God stuff. I might just go back to where I was. And I honestly had come to the end there. But you know, when I got home, somebody had called. By the way, we didn't have cell phones back then. Somebody had called, and it was somebody about a job. Had something they wanted me to do. And you know what that was? That was God. You know, I had to get to that point there where I was just about ready to give up. But God said, wait a minute now. He gives you a little handful, doesn't he? Isn't it good when he gives us a little handful? It says, you're doing all right. Just keep going. Just keep going. And that was a confirmation to me. That helped my faith to grow. And the next time I got into that, and we all do, it's like grade school, right? The tests keep coming, and when you pass the test, you move up to another grade, and guess what? More tests. But he is in control. And when we don't understand it, boy, the devil would love to hear that. He would love to me have given up and gone back to my old ways. But praise God, God said, not done with you, Dan. Not done with you. Let's keep going. I think I'll just quit. No, I think I'm going to just keep going. Amen. You know that quit, that's a four-letter word. Not good. He said, don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. I am your God. Your creator, the one who came for you, the one who came for us and drew us to himself. You know, he came to get us, right? I was running the other way for years. And thank the Lord he kept coming and he kept coming. The creator, the one who created us, the one who came for us and claimed us. By the way, I believe he claims everybody, whosoever will. And I believe he draws everybody to him. The one who cleansed us, the one who is cleaning you up, the one who comforts you if you let him, the one who puts your life back together and gives you a whole new life and a fresh start all over, the one who is making us more like Jesus every day. He's making a vessel fit for the master's use. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And sometimes we feel like we're looking at a straight up mountain there. Whew, man, this will never happen. God can move a mountain in a second, can he? Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. He's our God. We're in his family. And he's going to take care. And we don't need to get discouraged. He said, I'll strengthen you. When we're weak, he's strong. When we're weary and we can't go any further, we need strength. We can't make it in our own strength. We can't live for God in our own strength. We can't get victory over sin in our own strength. We can't get victory over addictions in our own strength. If we could, we wouldn't need a Savior, would we? We don't have the strength to be what God wants us to be without his strength. So quit trying and start trusting. He said, I will help you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to move the mountain. I'm going to calm you in the storm. He might not take the storm away. Sometimes he does. But he'll give us the calm and the peace and the strength that we need in the storm. He gives strength to the weary. He gives peace to the fearful, comfort to the broken heart. He'll heal the hurt. He said, I will help you if you want him to, if we want him to, and we let him. You know what we try to do? We try to fix it all ourselves. And God's sitting there all the time. I'll help you. I'll help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. God, why ain't you taking care of this? Let me help you. I'll help you. He is our help. He's our refuge and our strength and our help. The world can't help us. The flesh can't help us. Turning to addictions won't help. You can't escape. It makes it worse. Help, by the way, is not just being delivered from consequences and trials, but it means to overcome. Let him take care of it. You know, all we got to do is yield ourselves to him, right? You know how we get victory, how we get close to him, how we get his power in our lives? Spending time with him. And the more we're with him, the more strength, the more power we get. And the further away the world and the problems get from us. Listen, the great I am, God said, I will help you. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. We done made it. That's a promise from God. That ain't what Brother Dan says. God said, I'll strengthen you. I'll give you strength. I'll help you through this. And he also said, I will uphold you. Uphold means to sustain. It's got the idea of power and strength and success. I'm going to hold you up. I'm going to sustain you. To grasp, that's a big word, ain't it? Securely. To lay hold of, to hold fast, to support. He won't let us down. We're going to make it. Why? He's with us. He's helping us. He's holding us up. I won't let you down, he said. You know, one of my granddaughters, I went to Walmart with her, and she was shopping. It's in her blood. I don't know how to explain it. She was a little tyke, but she wanted to go. I was going for something. She wanted to go. I'm all right. So she got to go with Pawpaw shopping. She had her little purse there, and I don't know. She just stopped and look at stuff, and you know, if a car came by or something, that hand went up, or somebody, a stranger came near, that hand went up. Of course, I would hold her hand with my hand. And what she didn't know was she thought she was holding on to me, but I was holding on to her. Right? And God is holding on to us. He's with us. He said, I'm going to hold you up. I'm going to keep you going. I'm in this with you. And this is going to make you better, by the way. Romans 8:28, going to work together for your good. God said in verse 13, the Lord thy God will hold your right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help you. The Lord your God is going to uphold us. He's going to carry us through this. And by the way, when we're going through this, we can enjoy his presence. Enjoy his protection. He promised to protect us. Enjoy his peace that he gives us. Enjoy his power. And lean on his promises, and he'll help us through that. God said, I will help you. Fear not, I'm with you. Don't be discouraged. I'm your God. If God be for us, who can be against us, right? I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to hold you up with the right hand of my righteousness, and he'll do that. Across the page there, I want to read one passage, and we'll be done. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28. Have you not known, have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Are we waiting on the Lord? Are we waiting on the Lord? Are we worrying? Are we trying to fix it? It's a whole lot easier to wait. And by the way, the word renew there, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Renew means to exchange my strength for his. That's where we get strength to keep going. It's in his presence. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. But if you're a young Christian, you'll be a lot better off to learn that early, that he's with you and he will help you. And bad things do happen to people who are trying to do good and be right. Bad things happen. You know, y'all have heard that poem about the man who was looking back over his life, the footprints in the sand in his life, and the Lord was with him, and then the hard times, there was one set of footprints, and it was like that through his life, and he wanted to know why he didn't go through it with him. The Lord told him, those times there was only one set of footprints. I was holding you. I was carrying you through that. And God is going to get us through it. And listen, we don't have to be down and under the circumstances. Yes, somebody, how you doing? Well, I'm doing all right under the circumstances. Somebody said, what you doing under them? Right? Get up on top of them. Amen? I heard Curtis Hudson talk a message that he talked about God working in our lives. And he was a kid, and his mother or his aunt did that needlework. I don't know what you call it, but there's these strings hanging underneath. Y'all know what that's called? Some of you women might, I don't know. But he was down there underneath, and he looked up, and he wondered, what in the world is she doing up there? Man, it just looked like a bunch of strings, and it looked chaotic. It just looked, what is she doing? And he said he crawled up in her lap, and he saw she was making a beautiful whatever it was, whatever it is. You know, isn't that the way when we look at the mess that's going on, our lives and things that are going on down here, it looks bad. God's up there creating a masterpiece. And all this stuff's going to work together for our good. Father, I just want to tell you I love you tonight. Thank you for meeting with us. Lord, thank you that in the storm, you're there. You promised you'd be with us. You'd never leave us. You'd never forsake us. And God, we need you every day. Every day. Just to get up out of bed, Lord. Just to get moving around. Just to be able to function at all. We need you. And God, help us to remember that. To lean on you. Lord, help us to start our day out with you early. And just get with you and let you minister to us and help us through the day. Lord, stay in touch with you throughout the day. Help us, Lord. Thank you for this promise that you're with us. You understand. You know what's going on. And God, help us to lean on your word and trust you. I want to ask y'all a question with your heads bowed and your eyes closed.